This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
But last year, I think we all kind of knew, we just didn't want to say it. We all knew, with all the drama in the offseason, the Super Bowl loss, the comments, everything, I think we all kind of knew and just didn't want to say it. It had dumpster fire written all over it. And that being said, I mean, six wins, some of the dumpster fire teams would take the six wins.
I'm going to stop you there.
What?
No one knew CMC was as injured as he was. We thought he might play week one. That's what we were led to believe. So I think everybody, you saw the guy have one of the greatest seasons of all time. Like, not of all time. We thought he might play week one. We didn't know he would play three games. You know, had he have broken his ankle instead of this, like, kind of mysterious calf injury, I think it would have changed the whole tenor of how we approached the beginning of the season. I think because of the mystery of the injury, I think we were all led to believe it was not as severe as it ended up being. That was the first of many dominoes.
I mean, did the Niners know, though? Like,
yeah, but we didn't, the fans. You're talking about the fans. And so I don't think the fans knew. Look, how many of us had him in fantasy and didn't know what to do with him? I mean, we talk about it every single day. Joe, I had buddies every day ask me, what's up with CMC? What's up with CMC? Is he going to play? I'm like, I don't think he's going to play week one, but it sounds like he's going to be ready to go.
It was in the recent memory, I had people texting me either about Christian McCaffrey or what's up with Andrew Wiggins. That's, people think that we know all these things. We don't, by the way. We're not that tight inside those organizations. I
put on the pup list.
I hear you, Joe. I'm just saying this right now because I know how we work as fans. That's why I'm bringing this conversation up right now on August 15th, because I know how these things work. We're talking about it now and say, you know what? We might not be as good this season. We might want to win a Super Bowl, and that's okay until it's not okay. That's why I'm bringing it up, until it's not okay. And when does it become not okay? Is it just no one's developed this season? Is it the guys who we had question marks clearly have taken a step back and they've lost a step and we just fail to do it? Is it the quarterback struggling?
There's a million questions that we're going to have this year. I mean, it's just, there's a million. The quarterback play, what does he look like in the fourth quarter? Defensive line, are your draft picks good? You know, where is CMC?
I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Does Ayuk ever come back?
What's the measuring stick of success for this 49ers season? What's the measuring stick that you're using as a successful season for the 49ers? 888-957-9570.
That's the difficult thing. I don't think anyone has that answer right now. You could talk yourself into, like, just make the playoffs, which is kind of what Kyle's saying. Like, we got to find a way to make the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Brock Purdy playing tomorrow. Kyle?
I'd like Brock to play. We'll see how, you know, I haven't decided anything for sure yet. We'll watch this tape, but, you know, I planned on getting these starters going. There might be a couple guys I rest, but there's not a lot of, you know, especially on the defense, there's not a lot of healthy starters as it is, but I'll figure that out here in the next 24 hours, but I plan on some starters to play.
Brock's going to be a big storyline with this. As you're bringing up kind of, you know, the Joe Flacco, and they paid him, and they didn't have success immediately after the fact, I wonder where fans are going to be when it comes to Brock Purdy. If this team doesn't have immediate success, are they going to pinpoint, hey, you paid the quarterback all this money when you knew you were going through a transition? Why did we do that? And now, that being said, when you pay a quarterback, as you kind of mentioned, Joe Flacco, the argument around Joe Flacco was, is he elite or not, right? That was always,
Which he wasn't.
Is he elite? No, but he had elite moments in the playoffs, right? Okay, okay. So, like, there's, I hear you. I think Joe Flacco, as a quarterback, we're going to look back and say he was pretty good. Like, he wasn't great. Yeah. He wasn't amazing. He was a pretty good quarterback. And he played in an era with Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning was in his conference, and he beat those guys at times. He did. You scoff at
it, but
he
did. I thought you were going to go one step further, but I noticed you didn't reference the guy you thought was a Hall of Famer, which is Philip Rivers.
Oh, Philip Rivers.
You always seem to forget him, even though he's such a lock Hall of Famer.
Well, I think Philip Rivers
did. That's me smiling.
Did they beat the, or was that the Lamar Jackson Ravens they beat?
Jackson came in 18 and went like 6-1 down the stretch.
And I think that's where the Chargers beat Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. Yeah. That was old man Rivers beating him. That was the thing. We got Jose and Modesto wants to join the conversation, Joe.
I name me a team where 45% of the roster in terms of starters in any sport, we don't know who they are, and I'm supposed to predict what my expectations are for the season. This is a very inner tube season for me. Like, I get in the inner tube, I see where the lazy river takes me, and I'm either going to have fun and it's going to be like we'll get to 10-7 and we'll sneak into the playoffs. Maybe we miss it and we're going to be frustrated because of a play here, play there. Maybe they go 8-9 and the quarterback gets hurt and I'm furious. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe Mac Jones plays a couple of games. Joe, I legitimately do not know. I don't even know who their offensive line starters are. Ben Bortz got hurt.
888-957-9570. What is the measuring stick of success for this 49ers season this year? As Kyle Shanahan says, this roster kind of resembles 2018, 2017, more so than the current Super Bowl ones of recent memory. But you got a couple guys that are borderline Hall of Famers. You got Nick Bosa still. You got George Kittle. You got Fred Warner. You got Trent Williams. You got your quarterback, you think. And you got CMC. What version of him? We'll find out. Jose Modesto, what's up, man?
What's up, Jose? Host.
How you guys doing? First time caller. I was listening for a while.
Thank you.
So I don't know, man. I feel like the playoffs are the expectation for the year, at least. And then if you get into the whole fact of you guys saying that, hey, are we going to fire Kyle after the season? If that ends up happening, like the new guy coming in, I don't know if he wants to keep Purdy because it's a new team, right? So what are you going to do with Purdy? You just give him a big contract? Are you going to trade him away? Are you going to roll with him with a new coach if that ends up happening? Like, what do you guys think?
I would be shocked, Jose, if there's 0% other than leaked emails that we don't know about of Kyle Shanahan getting fired. It's just not happening. There's no chance Kyle Shanahan. I will lock that in. All right.
I would never say
if
no
Kyle
chance.
Kyle Shanahan gets fired at the end of this year, I will get a perm. All right. I'll say that right now.
Unlikely is the way I would describe. Nothing is ever for sure in sports, but unlikely is what I would describe. Again, like, quarterback goes down, guys start pointing fingers. You never know. Well, things happen.
I'm glad he brought up the quarterback, because how many other teams will say, oh, the expectations, yeah, maybe make the playoffs. How many teams are saying that when they've signed the quarterback to be the highest paid player in the franchise?
Kirk Cousins, Atlanta Falcons last year.
Yeah, but the Falcons thought when they signed him that they were borderline. Like, that division, they thought they could have won.
Yeah, no,
and they almost did.
You asked make the playoffs, and like that was their calibration. We're signing you to make the playoffs. I think the Vikings did it as well when they brought in Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, how many teams are we saying, like, oh, they might make the playoffs, but that doesn't mean if they don't, it's not a successful season. Like, Is that what we're all in agreement?
No, I think making the playoffs is probably the only like real way of success. But along the way, there are a lot of individual little successes that can make you feel optimistic about the following year. Well, Mykal Williams being good and CJ West being good. And
it's interesting because
Ricky Pearsall
the
being
more
a monster.
I'm thinking about it, Joe, is it's almost similar to the expectations at the start of the season for the Giants. I feel like where it's very similar how like which sounds insane, right? Given the recent success of the 49ers. But it's almost the conversations we were having about the Giants before the season when we were saying, yeah, the expectation should be to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but I think the Giants have been so low for so long. You're like, I think with the Niners, everybody's throttled down. And I know why you're doing like, oh, you got to do this. You got to Super Bowl, playoffs, NFC Championship. Everyone, take a deep breath and relax. You were 6-11 for a reason last year. I watched all the games.
I know.
I rewatched them again. They were not a good roster. And so just because you have Hall of Fame talent around the team does not mean you have a good team. I don't know what kind of team they are. And so my expectations are I'd like to see them make the playoffs. That's what I want. But I think anything that above that, you're setting yourself up to be angry and disappointed. Which we already do in football.
Diami is in Los Angeles, wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. What is the measuring stick of success for the 49ers this season? Diami, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Okay, I got two simple things for the season that I'm looking for. I want Brock to play good, nothing flashy, just nice, smart football, high percentage throws, and I want the team to play really solid, good football, clean football. I want the special teams to be good. No screw-ups. And, you know, just focus on the effort. Don't worry about the results. I don't care if they make the playoffs. I want to see a good team.
You don't care if they make the playoffs at all? I mean, we want them to make the playoffs.
I don't care if they make the playoffs because, you know, they got a bunch of new guys. They got a bunch of rookies. Let's learn football the right way with these new guys. And if they just focus on playing clean games, they can go far. But you can't get there by thinking you're a playoff team off the bat, you know?
Well, that's what I agree with.
No, thanks, Diami.
That I definitely agree with. Look, they're in this like unknown transition, and I get like CMC. How important is CMC heading into this year?
Oh, he's the ultimate wild card right now. We don't know what to do with him in fantasy. If you're doing your fantasy football drafts coming up here,
right?
Season's in less than 3 weeks now. So
Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, these are other wild cards.
Ricky's looked the part, according to reports, and we saw him in practice. People say Ricky looks the part, but again, it's one thing. Can he be a number one on a team that needs him to be a number one? I have my question marks.
Most people can't name a defensive back for the Raiders.
Exactly.
I'm not hating on them. I'm just saying. So I'm kind of in wait and see mode. And I know that doesn't make for compelling radio, but I think it's the appropriate tack to have when it comes to this team. This is a very like uncharted territory Niner season that we are not accustomed to. We're accustomed to this team having major expectations and elite talent across the board and maybe three, maybe four open spots. They've got twice as many open spots.
Well, another reason why I think the Niners should be, you know, you should be somewhat optimistic because I do still have major question marks around the division alone. Like, that's the nice thing about football as they did try to change this rule to say, no, deal with divisions. It's just how many wins, how many losses, and we'll reseed there. Division winners, we don't care. They try to get that change, but that's not the case. So you can still win your division. I don't think the NFC West, like, if I'm taking, like, a pulse, it's power ranking the National Football Conference, all right? I got top to bottom. I'll go NFC East because I think that highly of the Eagles and Commanders. Eagles are just, they have this most stacked roster. The defending champs. I'll give them their respect. Commanders, I think everyone's in love with Jaden Daniels. Everyone's in love.
I'm a little more skeptical that they're going to have the same kind of impactful season as this year.
Okay.
And it just
have it like a Houston Texans step back, but still be a playoff team.
Down. I still think that they're going to be a playoff team.
So there you go. But I
think Debo's actually going to have a bounce back year. I know everybody's down on Debo. Yeah. For some reason, I have a feeling he's not that.
Well, he's going to need to be because Terry McLaurin still isn't there. Like, I don't know. Like, that's as we're talking about Brandon Ayuk holding out. We saw what took place start of the season. Like, Jaden Daniels is still young. He needs those reps with his number one wide receiver, right? So we'll see. I think the Cowboys, again, if Dak stays healthy, they'll be battling for
a
fringe.
I have five wins.
That's fine, but I think if Dak stays healthy, you got CeeDee Lamb. We'll see with Micah. I still think they could battle for potentially a playoff spot, but I would not be shocked if they got 5 or 6 wins.
They might have the worst coach in football.
I don't know. I don't know who Brian Schottenheimer is.
I've seen
the worst coach in football. His name was Nathaniel Hackett a couple years ago. If he's that bad, sure. Or Urban Meyer. I've literally seen, those are the two worst coaches I've seen in my
life. I'm fading the Cowboys. To me, they are a 5 to 6 win team.
I think I respect Dak a little bit more than you when it comes to that, but I hear you. That's fine. But would you agree there? NFC East, still the top conference? Where you agree with me on that?
I like the North.
I got to see it with the North, though.
In the NFC, I like the North.
I got to see it. You've got the Bears. What are they?
I think the Vikings roster is dramatically underrated.
J.J. McCarthy's a huge wild card.
Sure.
We'll see. He's basically a rookie this year. He's a redshirting. We'll see. He got hurt in the first preseason game last year. Didn't play. Packers. What's going on with Jordan Love? What's going on with, you know, Josh
Jacobs? They're just well run, though.
They are. I don't know. Can they win, though? I saw them fade last year, and I have question marks. The Lions. Dan Campbell, you lost both your coordinators. What's next? Jared Goff, you got a lot of talent there.
Their defense can't be any worse than it was last year.
Once Hutchinson went down, and once it went on and on, it was horrible.
The coordinator thing is definitely interesting. I still think they're too good to not win 9 games.
It's going to be a lot on Jared Goff, too. Could Jared Goff continue to be that quarterback that he's been the last couple seasons? And then he got the NFC South, which, for me, they're the worst. That's still the worst.
Tampa's good.
Tampa is.
And I'm not sleeping on Atlanta just yet.
Penix, let's see. He's shown flashes, but I don't know if he's that dude yet. Again, a lot of question marks when it just comes to the quarterbacks alone there. Could Bryce Young, I don't think the Panthers are going to be like a playoff team or win that division, but could Bryce Young improve? He showed flashes last year. I think we all thought Bryce Young was cooked. Yeah. I think we all thought he was I was actually one of the only ones at the station to say, you know what? If his stock is that down, hey, Kyle Shanahan, you want to trade for that guy? Maybe. I know.
Another tiny quarterback.
Well, tiny quarterback went to the Super Bowl and has won it. Hey, his name's Brock Purdy. It could happen. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. I'm just saying. So I think we're all in agreement. NFC South, worst. Oh, who's the Saints quarterback? Shuck. But is that who?
Tyler Shuck. He went to prom with Brock Purdy.
There you go. Right. What?
Yeah.
He took. Oh,
they're the same age.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that wild?
It's Kellen Moore, the head coach. All right, great. Derek Carr retired in the offseason out of nowhere. All right. And then you got the NFC West. I think we're all in agreement. It's all going to hinge on Matt Stafford's back. I have no idea. Because Jimmy Garoppolo sure as hell ain't winning that division. And if he does, talk about things that cannot happen this year. A Jimmy Garoppolo-led Rams team winning that division, Joe. I would go insane if that happened, if I was a Niner fan.
I couldn't see him lasting 17 games.
You think it'd be Stetson Bennett taking over?
I mean, Jimmy hasn't played a full season in years. Since 2019.
Exactly. 6 years ago. 6 freaking years ago.
Yeah.
So I think that's how I have the hierarchy of conferences, of divisions in said conference. I'm taking the NFC East, followed by the North, followed by the West, and then going to the South at the bottom. That's how I stack up those divisions right there. And if the Niners win the division, they're in the playoffs. And that could absolutely happen because you know what? Do I believe in Kyler Murray and Jonathan Gannon? No. Do I believe in Sam Darnold and Mike McDonald? Show me. Do I believe in Stafford and McVay? Yes, I do. Stafford hasn't even practiced. They signed him to a fat contract. He's not even there. He's got a hurt back, and he's getting old. He's 37.
Yeah, he's the biggest wild card in the NFC.
Yes, not even close. I mean, if we're talking about CMC being the wild card, no, it's Matt Stafford. Because when he is on, they can't beat anybody. He's that good. He's that guy.
Do you think Niner fans are thinking, like, playoffs are bust? Playoffs are bust. Like, do you think that they're that...
I just know, over it. I just know, and we've been through this.
Football, Joe. That's every team in football. We lost our minds when Ken Dorsey was quarterback.
But that's what
we do in football. We do that in football.
Yeah, but then don't tell me right now on August 15th it's okay if we don't make it. That's what I'm saying. The hypocrisy
of the nature, it's just what fans do. They talk themselves into ridiculous stances that don't make any logical sense. That's what we do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.